Right now, we're joined on the phone by Dr. Deb Stroman of the Kenan Flagler Business School, professor at UNC and sports commentator. Dr. Stroman joining us now. Thanks for being here. And we got Tar Heel football coming up in a couple of days, and we'll talk about that in a little while. But obviously, with the remnants of the hurricane coming our way, it's just another opportunity to think about the devastation in Texas and what we can do to help out. And I know there are some UNC athletes that are chipping into that cause as well, right?
There is no doubt that most of the world is paying attention to what happened in terms of Hurricane Harvey. This is the type of thing that happens, and it just makes you stop and you pause. As much as we know that we're very, very blessed living here in the Triangle community, we know that these natural disasters that happen, they just make everyone just stop and think about, what if that were myself, friends, or relatives? And we have great connections with this area, no doubt from the sporting side, but just watching the outpouring of support. And in particular, we're talking about arguably the best defensive player in the NFL, J.J. Watts, who started a GoFundMe site, and he's broken the record. There are over $10 million that's been supported, particularly to his cause. And I like to mention his cause because not only did it raise more than $4 million in 3 days, but he is coming out very openly and saying that you're going to know exactly where your money went.
That's also really important, too. I know, and it's unfortunate that every time you have a natural disaster like this, everyone has that inclination to want to give, to want to help out, to donate, to give goods and donate food and things like that, and give money and even go down there and volunteer. And you also, unfortunately, have to worry about scams because they pop up from time to time, too. So what are other athletes, especially around here, doing to help out?
Well, there's everything from, and I just like to say, people representing the university giving back. Mm-hmm. I know Kelvin Sampson, basketball coach, University of Houston, has asked for, whether you're a high school or a college, that you donate sneakers and T-shirts and send those down. So the university is getting involved, and that way we've got athletes, and again, we have to be careful due to NCAA rules and compliance, but athletes, everything from social media, sending posts out, retweeting things, also starting their own type of campaigns to help out. The one thing that you mentioned, though, in terms of the scams, we have to be very, very careful. I like working with organizations that have been vetted by nonprofit, what you call watchdogs, so to speak. And in particular, I'll mention there was a study that actually looked at 115 athlete charities, and 74% of them were not operating as legitimate and capable entities. And the one that tends to stick out is Lamar Odom, former NBA basketball star. He had a charity that was around cancer, helping those who were survivors and research. And over an 8-year period, not a dime went to this cancer charity, despite the advertisement to do so. And one thing that was really, really disturbing, over $1.3 million of this charity went to his AAU team, and $72,000 went to a salary for a coach. Alex Rodriguez, the big baseball star, now retired, he started his foundation in 2006 and only gave 1% of his donations to charity. And, of course, the IRS stripped him of his tax-exempt status for the foundation. So we definitely have to be mindful. We want to get involved. We want to help. There are a number of sports stars from across the country who are giving back and starting programs to give, but you really need to be mindful and see if you can follow the money.
Speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman again, Kenan Flagler Business School. So where should people be giving? I'm looking at a website right now. Business Insider posted a really, really good list, and businessinsider.com is the website if anyone's listening out there and wants to check this out, of the best charities that you can give to in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. A bunch of national organizations, Samaritan's Purse is the one that I've heard of, but there's Global Giving, Convoy of Hope, All Hands Volunteers, AmeriCares is one, Direct Relief. They've got a list of local organizations that you can give to as well. Houston Food Bank, United Way of Houston, Food Bank of Corpus Christi and a couple of other ones, and they vetted them, and they've got a list of the really good ones that you can give to. Where else should people be looking to in terms of donating money and making sure it's going to the right people in the right place?
Well, I always think of just two ways. Number one, be as local as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can reach out and identify friends, family, relatives who are there and ask them what's the best way to assist you, that's always the best. And it could be something as simple as finding out where they bank and wiring the money to them or an organization. The other is, I'm a big fan of Charity Navigator, and it's charitynavigator.org. They have a wonderful site where they actually monitor how money is processed, how's the giving, what percentage of dollars go to the actual calls versus staff and administration and paperwork, so to speak. So I'd recommend finding the local contact and then Charity Navigator. We also need to be mindful of perspective of giving. And so Leslie Alexander is the owner of the Houston Rockets. He made his money as a bond trader. He's an attorney. He increased his donation from $4 million to $10 million, which is very, very, very positive. But when you look in perspective of his money, he's worth over $2 billion. He put up his Southern California home on the market in April, and that was for about $16.5 million. So when you think of perspective, yes, it is. It's great to give, and I'm very, very thankful of people who do give for tragedies like this. But you have to look at the perspective as to how much they're giving versus how much money do they actually have to give.
I'm glad you mentioned Charity Navigator, because the article that I'm reading on Business Insider is quoting Charity Navigator in terms of the scores for all of these places. So charitynavigator.org is the website for that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one to visit as well. Speaking with Dr. Deb Strom and, again, Keenan Flagler Business School, what else should people know about the hurricane relief efforts, what people here locally are doing, and what they can do?
Well, I think Carolina has a very, very strong tradition of giving. A lot of people know that we lead. We're usually in the top three spots of going overseas, our students participating in a number of programs to assist others. I know we have a very, very robust global program, which allows our students, faculty, and staff to be engaged on the ground. And that's what it's about. We don't want to be reactive in the sense that whenever there's a tragedy, oh, call up Carolina, we'll show up. Now, we actually do that, but it's more important, I believe, to be there throughout the year, helping people to overcome poverty, overcome disease, being involved in programs where you're engaged and learning not only from the particular entity that's sending you there, but also learning from the people who are engaged during very, very difficult times. So we don't just come across as just being an organization, a university that just responds. We want to be there in front of these things, actually learning and helping out with the engineering, helping with the levees, helping to build homes down there, being involved with water and its sanitation, being involved throughout the entire year. But also, you know, Red Cross is universal. I know they've had some, I guess you could say, some darker days where people were looking at whether or not Red Cross, United Way, all of those organizations were operating in the right way and doing the right things and getting the money to where it needs to be. So I ask everyone just to do their own research on the organizations. But there's no doubt that UNC is involved. I haven't heard in particular a university-wide program for support, but I know our chancellor and our senior leadership, whether that's on the academic side, athletic side, are concerned about Hurricane Harvey and its damages down there in Texas, and will find ways to get more involved if you haven't been connected yet.
Speaking with Dr. Deb Strom and Keenan Flagler Business School sports commentator. Before we let you go, let's talk sports for a few minutes. Tar Heel football starting up this season on Saturday against Cal Keenan Stadium. It could be a little bit rainy, but it's going to be a fun afternoon. What's your take on Tar Heel football?
Well, everybody's excited about this year. We've had the ups and downs of whether or not Coach Fedora was going to leave us. He's been committed. He continues to bring in very, very solid recruiting classes despite the NCAA cloud. This is a big game for us, not in the sense that it would just mess up the season entirely if we lost, but in the sense that we want to showcase. Everyone knows that we have key players returning on the defensive end. Very, very solid. The defensive backs, I'm a big fan of MJ Stewart. He's listed on one of the listings for the top defensive backs in the nation. We've got Donnie Miles coming back as strong safety. Miles Dorn, I remember watching his father play many years ago, and Miles has come in. He's a sophomore now, but he's going to do well. Again, the defensive side is very strong. Linebackers are ready. The question is the offense. And we've had lots of news about who's going to be quarterback. Brandon Harris came in for 1 year, and I can't imagine that he would not get a lot of reps. He's scheduled to start, even though it's gone back and forth between Surratt and Elliott and Brandon Harris. The running back, that's going to be a question mark, but I know there are a number of players who want to prove that they deserve to start. Coach Fedora runs that fast break type offense, but with the right running back, you can certainly be a very, very productive and a good star. So I think everybody's just excited playing a Power 5 school in Cal Berkeley, but I think this game will say a lot as to how Fedora is going to coach the team this year.
We're not going to get a chance to talk to you again until after the game, so before we let you go, your prediction for the game this Saturday and end of the season, where does Carolina end up? What's their record?
Well, for this game, I definitely say we're going to win, and probably the biggest reason is that Cal, their quarterback is a redshirt sophomore, and he's only played one series in his college career. So when you go against a tough defense at home, I think we're going to take that game. In terms of where do we stand, wow, we're in a very, very competitive division. I say actually the toughest in the ACC, the Coastal. And so I would be very happy if we go to a big bowl. I would be happy if we could beat Clemson coming off their national title and Florida State. So I'm saying about a third place in the Coastal, but would not be surprised if our young guns can get motivated, influenced, turn it around, and get the offense going and surprise some people and vie for first place.
Sounds good. Dr. Deb Stroman, thank you so much.
Thank you.